This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. As many as 60% of the American troops wounded badly enough in Iraq to be sent home suffer some form of brain injury, many more than in previous conflicts, according to doctors. Half these injuries are mild, but the rest are called moderate to severe. They require special treatment at VA hospitals like the one in Palo Alto, California. Jason Margolis reports.
If there's any silver lining to modern warfare for today's soldiers, it's the new high-tech body armor. But one area that can't entirely be protected is the face and parts of the skull. So many soldiers are surviving attacks that might have killed them in other wars. Instead, they're sent home to live with the most debilitating of wounds, brain injury.
They said I got injured by four mortar rounds landed nearby, close to me, and exploded, and the shrapnel hit my head.
21-year-old Eric Castillo from Nogales, Arizona, was injured in Baghdad last July. Shrapnel shattered the right side of his forehead, which now sharply caves inward. His right eye droops and doesn't align with the left. Speaking from his hospital bed, Castillo repeatedly pats the hair above his injury. His doctors say he has the symptoms of a very bad stroke victim.
My left side of the body doesn't work so well, so I can't move my arm or my leg like normal.
Castillo spends part of each day with occupational and physical therapists.
Pull back. Good. Try and keep that left knee inward so you're pushing against that pillow. At the same time, good.
On this day, therapist Beth Pittman is putting Castillo through the paces on a seated stepper machine. Castillo pushes lightly with his legs and left arm, slowly rebuilding his strength so he can just sit up in bed by himself.
Currently, he's able to roll onto his left side and sit up at the edge of the bed with me just kind of standing by. So that's a big improvement from initially.
Do you feel like you're making progress?
Yes, but it's very slow. That's the tough thing.
How much function can eventually be regained by patients with a traumatic brain injury depends on the severity of their wound. For most brain injury patients, like Castillo, it takes 18 to 24 months to recover. The process takes so long because brain cells are so unique. Other body parts heal quickly with replacement cells. For example, if you cut yourself, a few days later there's new skin underneath the scab. But the brain heals very differently. Preliminary stem cell research and the latest studies on primates indicate that some brain cells, in some form, can be regrown or regenerated. But even if brain cells are regrown, old memories will still be gone, and other skills and senses must be relearned.
What do you want to do when you're recovered?
Just live life. Don't take it for granted. I'm living in my own prison, which is my body. It's my prison. That's what I call it.
Eventually, surgeons will reconstruct Castillo's face and skull. His doctors say he's making good progress and may recuperate enough to attend junior college with assistance or do some type of volunteer work. With Castillo, the gaping hole in his skull left no doubt about the severity of his injury and the need for treatment. But his neuropsychologist Harriet Ziner believes many patients with less severe brain injuries are slipping through the cracks. Ziner says a soldier may have survived a blast, but if there are no outward signs of injury, even their doctors sometimes are unaware that the brain has suffered physical trauma.
The individual looks perfectly okay. They sound the same. They look the same. There's no injury. They simply think more slowly. They have memory lapses. They don't read the emotional signs from their partners very well.
Frequently, she says, soldiers who complain of irritability or changes in concentration are treated for psychiatric problems rather than neurological disorders. Ideally, Ziner would like to see the military screen all soldiers as they're returning home for signs of brain trauma. The cost of treating brain injury patients varies significantly from case to case. For civilian patients, treatment often costs between $350,000 and $1 million. Overall, caring for traumatic brain injuries costs the nation more than $48 billion a year. That's according to the National Institutes of Health. No matter what the cost, however, VA spokesperson Carrie Childress says patients with severe injuries like brain trauma are the highest priority and will always be assured lifetime treatment no matter what the cost. For 23-year-old veteran Ray Warren from California's San Fernando Valley, the extent of his injury was clear. Part of his skull was shattered in Iraq 6 months ago. He can now walk on his own and looks healthy. His injuries are obscured by the padded helmet he wears to protect his head. Because his brain's frontal lobes were injured, he still has trouble with memory and decision-making. He works on a problem-solving drill with speech pathologist Janet Hargadon.
Okay, so just listen to the situation and then just give me your best answer. Okay, Ray?
Okay.
It's dinner time and you don't have anything to eat. How would you solve that problem?
I can go to McDonald's, a restaurant, go to my refrigerator.
Therapists are teaching Warren techniques to work around those deficits, like keeping to a schedule or writing down reminders like, go to the grocery store. Once brain swelling has fully subsided, surgeons will fuse Warren's skull with a titanium plate. He says when he's discharged from the VA, he wants to eventually return to the Marines. But it's unlikely this story will have a Hollywood ending. Dr. Harriet Zeiner says part of the rehabilitation process is getting patients to set more attainable goals for their futures.
Part of my job is implanting hope, but I don't want it to be false hope. I want it to be realistic hope. There is a segment where we return them to active military duty, but there's a larger segment of the people who are moderately and severely injured where the dream of going to college, of holding a job independently, is not a realistic one.
To offset that hardship, the government assures vets with a traumatic brain injury lifetime financial support. Exactly how much money a wounded vet gets each month is determined by a sliding scale that takes into account the impact of the injury. Those with severe brain injuries are at the top of the scale and receive benefits of between $3,000 and $4,000 tax-free for the rest of their lives. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in Palo Alto.